crime has increased.
Nationwide spike in violent crime
in the U.S. is rising.
Homicides increased by 36%.
We've lost that culture of integrity, of honesty.
A Walmart worker was trampled to death by shoppers eager for post-Thanksgiving bargains.
People kill each other, sadly, over Black Friday deals.
He was a young man full of life, and suddenly it was taken by people being greedy for stuff on sale.
Forget about returning a lost wallet. But this is how a Muslim is shaped, because of the guidance from the creator, Islam.
You know, like, people don't care about each other. There's no neighborly love. America's losing that sense of connectivity, and you feel it over here, man. I'm just telling you, if you don't believe me, well, come over to Abu Dhabi. See how people treat each other. Look at the streets.
And Bryce, he's not exaggerating.
Captured on surveillance cameras, a 90-year-old bottle collector pushes a shopping cart on Broadway near West 204th Street around 6 p.m. Friday, when a stranger sharply turns to the elderly man, kicks his cart, and smacks him in the head with a cane.
In many of our American cities today, criminals are protected, victims are ignored, people live in fear.
You can walk the streets at night without having to worry about getting mugged or whatever.
Carjackings, home invasions, robberies, theft, all skyrocketing.
It's another senseless crime as a man sucker punches and robs a diner at a Hollywood pizzeria.
It's all through the roof. And here are some hard statistics. A vehicle is stolen every 32 seconds in America. A violent crime happens every 26 seconds. A robbery every 50 seconds. A murder every 32 minutes. That's according to FBI's own crime clock.
People are scared to commit crimes over here. I kind of like that. In America, the criminals are entitled because not shit happens to them. There's no justice in America.
UFC fighter Mitchell goes on to say, but in Abu Dhabi, the system works. People respect the law because it's based on justice, not corruption. You see, but you don't hear most of these facts from the mainstream media or the fear mongers making money off of the hate.
I'm just telling you, bro, our country's crumbling, and I love our country. I love America. But I ain't scared to sit here and tell you the truth. That shit's going downhill.
He said, I love America, but we are lost.
America's crumbling apart, dude. Our politicians don't care about us. They tax us to death. They treat us like shit.
I love America, but our politicians tax us to death. Treat us like trash. We've lost it, he says.
It's ugly, dude.
He loves America. Muslims love America. We don't agree with the policies and what's going. The oppression has been committed, but he wants to see it do better. And Muslims want to see it do better too.
I'm just telling you, bro, our country's crumbling, and I love our country. I love America. But I ain't scared to sit here and tell you the truth. That shit's going downhill.
But he sees in this Muslim country something America used to have. Values, family, respect. You don't see drunks passed out in the streets where he was. You don't see crime being glorified. You don't see 1,001 genders. You don't see promiscuity, porn, all of the evils of society being promoted. What do you see? Order, dignity, community. And that's what Islam builds.
But you look at Abu Dhabi, and it's at least a clean place with no crime. And you really can, like, drop your wallet, and people really will give you your wallet back.
He visited Abu Dhabi, a Muslim country. This opened his eyes. Inshallah, he continues further, and he looks into Islam properly. And maybe it even opens yours, too. Muslim countries aren't what the media tells you. And Islam is not a threat. Islam is not the boogeyman coming to get you, as they might want to have you believe. But it's a way of life. Cleanliness, justice, peace, honor. And most importantly, the bedrock, the foundation, is that pure, absolute monotheism. A call to worshiping the creator, not the creation. Living your true purpose in life. Providing you with a blueprint for life from the creator of the heavens and the earth. When someone sees that for themselves, they can't help but say, I wish we had that back home.
I wish America was more like Abu Dhabi in a lot of ways. I mean, I really, really love it.
And that's what our friend, good old American boy, Christian boy, Bryce Mitchell said, who wants America to be more like a Muslim country. You see, with a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of travel, a little bit of connecting with Muslims in a Muslim country can do, that experience.
I've heard good things about it, but I didn't know how much I would love it. And of course, I miss home, but you know, America's crumbling apart, dude. Our politicians don't care about us. They tax us to death. They treat us like shit.
This is the Dean Show, everybody. Hit that subscribe button with the notification bell. Hit the like button and share this with someone who's been lied to. And go to thedeanshow.com. I'll get you a free copy of the Quran from me to you as a gift. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. And if anybody can put us in touch with this gentleman, Bryce Mitchell, set it up. We'd like to have him on the program. And until next time, until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.